Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And a giant voice in radio comedy has been stilled. Bob Elliott died in his adopted home of Cundy's Harbor, Maine at 92. He began his career in Boston, doing play-by-play for the Red Sox with a guy named Ray Goulding. They became the national sensations Bob and Ray, creating characters that gently skewered the high and mighty, including Joe McCarthy during the McCarthy hearings. And Bob and Ray also gently mocked the attempts of the everyday person to rise to greatness. Here's Bob's hapless reporter, Wally Ballew.
This is radio's highly regarded Wally Ballew, winner of 16 Diction Awards.
Then there was Mary Magoon with her recipe for ginger ale salad and opinions on decorating.
I was rather disappointed in the somber decor of your studio today, and I wondered...
Letterman, Leno, Kurt Vonnegut, Keith Olbermann were all fans. In more recent years, Bob Elliott joined his son, comedian Chris Elliott, on the 1990s Fox sitcom Get a Life.
Chris, what are you walking like that for? Did you dislocate your hip?
Dad, I'm pacing, and that's my model walk. And for the last time, my name is not Chris. I'm Sparkles.
We asked Chris Elliott when his fake autobiography came out if he got his absurd take on life from his dad.
I think that's a big part of it. I think I also credit my mother, who had an incredible sense of humor. And I think, you know, growing up, I was always trying to make the two of them laugh. My dad never doesn't take himself seriously, and I certainly don't take myself seriously.
But others took Bob Elliott very seriously. Kurt Vonnegut once wrote of Bob and Ray, "Man is not evil, they seem to say. He's simply too hilariously stupid to survive." Ray Goulding died in 1990. Here's a portion of our 2007 conversation with Bob Elliott. I asked if people recognized his distinctive voice.
Yeah, they do, and I find it hard to believe. I usually slip into Wally Ballew before they talk very long.
Can you do a little? Where's Wally now?
Wally Ballew is right here, next to Bob.
See, he never got his mic on in time, or the engineer didn't, to hear the wall part. It always came out Wally Ballew.
He made loyal fans out of a lot of engineers across the country. he was based on somebody that worked at the station when all the characters were prototypes of people who were on the air at that time.
We want to listen to a little more from Wally Ballew. He's trying to broadcast a 4th of July parade.
Yeah, I remember that. Happened more than once.
Every time he's ping-ponging between himself and who's his colleague?
Artie Skirbohorn.
Right. Oh, and each time music. It goes back and forth, they've just missed the music. Let's listen.
This is Wally Ballew again from my vantage point. I hated to interrupt you, but there is a band rounding the corner, heading across. Let's go down and pick up. No, I'm afraid we missed that music. Is there anything going on at your point, Artie?
Up at this end, Wally, we have... A group of children parading by now, and there's, yes, a band in back of them. So, engineer, let's swing down. And same thing seems to have happened here, Wally. Back to your vantage point.
Better luck next time, Artie Skirbohorn. Oh, wait a minute. There is a band now, and I think if we swing our parabolic microphone down, we'll catch it. A little bit.
The band ends every time. Bob Elliott, were you aware that MSNBC's Keith Olbermann had copied your character, the worst person in the world?
Yes, I am. His father used to bring him into the studio, and he would sit in and study what we did.
When you created the character, who was that supposed to be?
It happened after our Broadway show had received rave reviews from everybody except John Simon. So we finally got bold enough to say, well, yeah, to us, the worst person in the world was John Simon.
I love how you both would have female characters, but not really go that far out of your way to do female voices.
Never in drag. Right at the main female voice was Mary Magoon.
Well, I want to listen to a scene in which he's playing someone's mother. Your character comes in the room.
Come in and close the door, Rodney. I have something important to discuss with you.
I'd like to oblige, Mother, but there's no door in this room to close. If you'll notice, it's merely an archway of the English Tudor style with some scroll work above.
Oh, never mind. I know what it looks like. Just sit down.
Now, when I listened to that scene, Bob Elliott, all I could think of was the scene from Airplane. A hospital, says the stewardess. What is it? It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. Do you hear echoes of your work in other work?
I do, yeah. I don't know, Robin, we just looked at everything around us, and it was great chemistry between us.
Can you explain what that was? Because it seemed instant, and I'm sure you miss it.
Oh, I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, working that closely with someone you for so long, it's a marriage. I don't know. I think it's a magical thing.
Well, Bob Elliott, we so appreciate your time. We so appreciate the, decades of work.
I appreciate you saying that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
The Komodo dragon is the world's largest living lizard. It's a ferocious carnivora found on the steep-sloped island of Komodo in the Lesser Sunda chain of the Indonesian archipelago and the nearby islands of Rinja, Padar, and Flores.
Where do they come from?
And then he starts all over again. The Komodo dragon comes from... Bob Elliott of Bob and Ray died Tuesday at 92. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.